You recently published a book, Signs of the Messiah, An Introduction to John's Gospel. It seems like you do like the Gospel of John, or maybe John, the person, is one of your favorite subjects to write on. Can you talk a little bit about what draws you to him?
Yeah. I mean, John was probably the person closest to Jesus during his earthly ministry. And so I find him to be just incredibly profound and yet, you know, very simple in his language, but that's kind of deceptive because there's just a lot to ponder. It's interesting you would actually mention that topic because it's very apologetic. I focus on the seven signs, and they're really given as evidence for Jesus' claim to be the Messiah, and really puts the burden on people, you know, to grapple with the evidence and to basically essentially put the burden on them. You know, Jesus did all the works that were expected of the Messiah, and so you see the signs. He heals an invalid. He opens the eyes of a blind man. He even raises the dead. And so, you know, if someone did all those works, I mean, on what basis are you rejecting, you know, the evidence? So, really. The book is essentially, you know, in the genre of apologetics as well.
It seems like we go back to Lewis's question, Lord, lunatic or liar, in there again. In fact, our pastor, where we're going through these seven I am statements in John and working our way through John. So when your book got released, I, of course, picked it up right away. But I was like, hey, this looks familiar. So you're in good company there.